Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, September 4th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Among our top stories this evening:
police block a ZANU-PF youth protest against corruption and alleged victimization of party members who are either officials or students at the Belvedere Technical Teachers College in Harare.
Once a ZANU-PF cadre is being victimized politically, we are not going to sit back and relax. That's destroying our party. Whether they are destroying from within or outside, we will not sit back and relax.
A pressure is mounting on President Robert Mugabe and his cabinet to release the details and benefits from his recent trip to China.
There is nothing wrong in having bilateral relations with China, but there is everything wrong to try to raise people's hopes on a false assumption that China is going to rescue this country.
And analysts are skeptical the truce agreed to between two warring ZANU-PF factions will hold as the party prepares for its elective congress in December.
Police today blocked ZANU-PF youth from protesting on the streets against alleged corruption and victimization of party members who are either officials or students at the Belvedere Technical Teachers College in Harare. Ivan Chifera has details.
The officer commanding Harare Central District, Chief Superintendent Norbert Saunyama, told the youth to shelve their protest until, in his words, the situation is calm in Harare. Although he did not specify what he meant, tensions have been rising in ZANU-PF's Harare province as factions jostle for positions ahead of the party's elective congress in December. Just this week, the police also blocked another protest by ZANU-PF youths targeting Harare South lawmaker Shadrick Mashaya Mombe, who is accused of opposing First Lady Grace Mugabe's rise to the helm of the party's Women's League. But today, the youth from ZANU-PF's Harare Central 1 district, covering the Belvedere area, ignored the police instructions and converged at the college, intending to march and present a petition to Parliament and the Higher and Tertiary Education head office in the city center. Anti-riot police dispersed them, saying their demonstration was illegal as it had not been sanctioned. One of the organizers of the failed demo, Richard Samunda, accused the Higher Education Permanent Secretary, Washington Bizo, of victimizing acting college principal, Patrick Chinoro. He claims Chinoro was removed from the college for fighting corruption.
The major reason why we demonstrate is because we want to protect the interests of our cadres. Once a ZANU-PF cadre is being victimized politically, we are not going to sit back and relax. That's destroying our party. Whether they are destroying from within or outside, we will not sit back and relax. The ministry officials, namely Dr. Mbizo, Mr. Dewa, his subordinate, they sent their lieutenants there telling them this and that. They want to remove him from the college because he has an ethnic corruption.
The youth said the demo was against ministry officials like Mbizo, whom they accused of promoting corruption. Samunda said Chinoro is a party cadre and should not be persecuted for fighting graft. Sources told Studio 7 a new substantive principal has been appointed to take over from Chinoro beginning next week when colleges open. Mbizo could not be reached for comment, while Chinoro said he was not authorized to speak to the press. Zimbabwe National Students Union President Gilbert Mtubuki slammed the ZANU-PF youth, saying they should stay away from colleges. He added the youth should have demonstrated against parastatal executives who are earning obscene salaries in what has been dubbed salary gate if they are serious about fighting corruption in the country. A recent report by the Controller and Auditor General showed that Belvedere Teachers College could have lost more than $500,000 between 2009 and 2012 through the issuance of fraudulent receipts and breach of procurement procedures. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.